Slipknot by Linda Greenlaw. For George Pusey. Chapter 1.
Why did you move the body? The tide was coming in.
I was relieved that my now seemingly stupid question was not flagged as such by either tone or content of reply. The man I was soon to know as Cal Dunham spoke in an oddly pleasant, nicotine-stained voice. His reply revealed no inflections of dumb broad, nor did he voice any of the questions that I assumed he might have liked to ask me. Why and how had I appeared, notebook and pen in hand and camera slung on shoulder, at the crack of dawn in the seaweed-strewn and barnacled ledges below the west side of the pier at Turner's Fish Plant in Greenhaven, Maine, just as the body of Nick Dow was discovered washed up on the beach? Cal hadn't asked, so I assumed there was no need to tell him that I was a rookie marine consultant on my first assignment. I also needn't tell him that I was a freakishly early riser and had wanted to flounder through this initial survey of Turner's fish plant and property without witnesses to my newly embraced learn-as-you-go style. "Jane Bunker," I said, leaning forward and offering a hand. Although his hand was rough and calloused, his grip was as light as that of any man who's uncomfortable shaking hands with a woman.
"Cal Dunham,"
he said hesitantly, as if unsettled by the normalcy of introductions in this extraordinary scene starring the dead body. Then, out of politeness, I supposed, Cal motioned at the body with an open palm and said,
"Nick Dow."
Nick Dow. Wasn't that the name of the man who had caused such a scene at last night's town meeting? It was impossible to make a positive ID while seeing only the back of a head, and a badly smashed one at that. Someone had hit him with something heavy to crush the back of his skull so thoroughly. The dark hooded sweatshirt was similar to what half of this town's population wore, so that was not a defining detail. The rope used as a belt was probably a staple in the main fashion scene, I thought as I snapped some pictures. Was this the same guy? I would have to check with my favorite chatterbox waitress at the coffee shop. Lucky for me that the first and only friend I'd made since moving here 3 days ago was the girl serving coffee. Audrey knew all and told all. Once I'd established for Cal that I was not a reporter for the Morning Sentinel and that I was a marine investigator.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?